91.7 WVXU Cincinnati Edition. I'm Marianne Zalesnik, filling in for Mark Haney. Later in the program, we'll talk about divorce, how to decide if breaking up is the best decision, and if you are going to split, the best way to go about it. First, we'll talk about this year's Super Bowl ads. They cost about $5 million for a 30-second spot this year. But since many people are more excited to see the ads than the game, advertisers say they're worth it. We'd also like to hear about some of your favorite ads from past games. You can join the conversation by calling 513-419-7100, emailing talk at WVXU.org. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. Joining me to talk about this year's lineup are Associate Director of Advertising for the Cincinnati Business Courier, Kelly Tassos, and Game Day Communications CEO, Jackie Rowe. First, we're going to listen to one of this year's ads.
Locked in.
Locked in.
Blocked in.
Locked in.
Blocked in.
Nice rides.
Still looking good.
Now, we should say that that's not a radio ad, so you don't quite get the whole gist of it. It's in a biker bar, basically, and you guys fill in with me, and it's all the bikers have the tattoos of Easy Rider, Peter Fonda, back in the day. Take it from there. What happens next?
So I love this commercial, and it's rare that a commercial lives up to the hype, and this was directed by the famous Coen brothers, and I expected to be disappointed when I watched it, and it was awesome. I loved it from the beginning to the end. I mean, the music makes you feel good. Seeing Peter Fonda and
well, let's talk about that. People didn't see him.
Sorry.
So let's finish describing it. So you're in the biker bar.
And
you see all these bikers with the Peter Fonda Easy Rider
and
tattoos.
They're so tough, and they're having a ball. They're drinking beer, and all of a sudden, we heard them say, "Blocked in." So they all, like, storm the door, like they're about to, you know, let the person have it who blocked them in. And they walk outside, and it's Peter Fonda. And he looks fabulous.
In a Mercedes.
Well, he's standing in front of the Mercedes. He's got this awesome leather jacket on. And the lone female biker, you heard her voice say, "Still looks good," or whatever it was. And I thought it was a great commercial. And the one thing that I think all good Super Bowl commercials have in common is that you don't know what the product is right away. And, of course, we had no idea what it was. And, you know, from the time he puts the quarter in the jukebox to play the Steppenwolf song, and then, you know, you see Peter Fonda step into the Mercedes, it was great.
Jackie?
I liked it, too. I thought that was the song, the music just caught you right away. So I think Kelly's right. Those types of commercials that kind of string you along, that was a minute commercial. So you'll see quite a few 60-second commercials over the 30.
So $5 million for 30 seconds, so they're paying
two.
$10 million
you bet.
For a minute commercial.
You bet.
Why put that kind of money into an ad?
100 million eyeballs around the world watching.
And you think that and not only that, I suppose, but people are also going to see that commercial in other places.
Absolutely.
I mean, we're seeing it already now.
Right. And I think that's really a smart marketer, a brand marketer who releases it in advance and really captures the buzz on the Today Show, Good Morning America, CNN. You know, radio stations around the world are having the same conversation we are about Super Bowl commercials. So let people see it and let people start talking about it before the big game.
So is it a letdown at the game then when you?
No, I think because it's already a familiar song if we're talking about the Mercedes commercial. And it's kind of like an old friend when you see, you know, a commercial that you've enjoyed already. It's interesting, though, because Tiffany & Company has Lady Gaga. Not only is she at halftime, but she's also in the Tiffany commercial. And they've only put out a teaser. It's like 10 seconds long, and it's kind of black and white. It's interesting. So I'm anxious to see the whole commercial.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
So what makes a really good ad?
That's a good question. You know, I think a really good ad evokes emotion. It evokes whether it's funny, it's laughter, it's It's passion. It's maybe we're sad. I mean, I think Budweiser has always nailed it. Whether it's, you know, the What's Up or the beautiful Clydesdales, the beloved Clydesdales, right?
That, yeah.
The puppy with the Clydesdales. I think it's all about emotion.
Well, there's certainly a lot of motion in the Budweiser ad this year, perhaps in ways that they were not anticipating.
Right.
Because clearly these ads go into production long before Super Bowl time.
They started a year ago. The 60-second, really the history of Adolphus Bush and his journey from Germany to America. And so a year ago, you know, who could have anticipated that in the last couple of weeks we'd be talking about such issues on a daily basis in our country?
For people that don't know, the ad this year does focus a lot on immigration, mm-hmm. and how the Anheuser-Busch folks came to this country, got together,
right.
and decided to brew beer.
Very pro-immigration.
But very different, very, very timely, I guess, mm-hmm. is the word to say right now. Do you think that will upset anyone?
Oh, I'm sure it will, and that's
is that okay?
The beauty of it, right?
I mean,
it,
is that okay to upset people as much as to make them get that warm, fuzzy feeling?
I think as long as people are talking about it, it's done its job.
Mm-hmm. I would agree.
So you don't have to. Now, what about some of these ads you talked about have been very popular over the years, but does a popular ad necessarily sell the product?
That's a really good question is, you know, what's going to move the needle? What's going to turn? You know, it's funny. Old Spice has a Super Bowl commercial, yet they're not airing it. They're going to air it on YouTube.
Not during the game.
Before the game.
Before
on
the
YouTube.
Game. Okay.
And so, you know, the Old Spice brand manager, who may be listening, is, you know, saving that $5 million and getting a lot of buzz in advance. And it's a cool spot. It's a jungle
it's really
related.
Cute, yeah.
So, you know, I think people are creative. They're clever. But a Budweiser, a Tiffany & Company, those iconic brands, Mercedes-Benz, they're what people look for as part of the Super Bowl show.
So is it just a matter of people, though, getting that name in their head? Is it necessarily going to make them go buy a Mercedes or go to Tiffany's? Or is it just going to make them think highly of those companies or not, I suppose, depending on how you feel about the ads?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's always got to be certainly a return on investment of a $5 million plus the creative fees that you're spending plus whatever else might come in with it. So you're going to definitely be watching how this commercial performs for you and in Tiffany's case for stores, for their online, their e-commerce business.
We've been talking about Super Bowl ads for years.
Mm-hmm.
Were they this big in the very first Super Bowl? Super Bowl, what was it? Was it officially called one? I don't know. And 50, compared to 51
now. The inaugural Super Bowl.
Right.
No. I mean, the Super Bowl, really, I would say in the last, you know, really decade or so, the commercials have come on strongly. You know, 10 years ago, they were just about $2 million. So you can see how per 30-second spot. So you can see that growth. I think the NFL just has grown as a brand too, and the popularity of the NFL has propelled the commercials to gain a little more popularity and certainly to make that price rise.
Now, we've been talking about commercials that we're seeing this year. I want to let anybody know, if you want to call in and tell us about your favorite Super Bowl ad
Definitely.
From previous years, I'd love
mm-hmm.
to hear from you. Our number is 513-419-7100. Or you can tell us about it by emailing talk@wvxu.org. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. But love to hear from you if you want to talk about one of those ads that maybe really made it had an impact on you, whether good or bad. I mean, some ads, you know, make people mad. I remember that there was a lot of talk about the first, was it the Macintosh ad years
ago?
No,
1984.
That was a big deal. They unveiled mm-hmm. it there. So really, this has been, even though they're more expensive now, the Super Bowl being the place to place your product's been around for a long time.
Yeah, and that's probably the most iconic, the first modern Super Bowl ad, the 1984 that you mentioned. And I think, you know, there's so many great campaigns that were launched. Super Bowl, certainly Budweiser probably owns a lot of them. Pepsi, anything with celebrity
Snickers,
endorsement.
My favorite Snickers
mm-hmm. with Betty
celebrities,
White.
Yeah.
Betty White, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you're going to see celebrities this year in commercials. You're going to see, Kelly mentioned Lady Gaga, Peter Fonda. You've Tom Brady.
You mentioned
Gronk.
Something
yep,
about the you know, the cost to place the ad mm-hmm. of $5 million for 30 seconds. And if it's a minute ad, you know, $10 million. What does it cost to produce these ads?
Oh.
I mean, you're talking about the celebrities. Though they, I'm sure, don't come cheap.
You're talking a lot of levels. I mean, I couldn't put a price tag on it right now, but there's so many layers to the celebrity endorsement and what their fees are to, you know, is it 60 second, is it 30 second? You know, some of these are shot so brilliantly and beautifully, they look like feature films, you know, in terms of just the overall production. And that's what's going to carry the day.
Are these ads often seen again during other programs, or are they strictly for the Super Bowl and then you're not going to see them again?
Well, I think some of them debut during the Super mm-hmm. Bowl and then you see them again and again.
Yeah.
What I thought, we haven't talked about P&G yet, but they have three commercials in the Super Bowl. And the Mr. Clean ad, did you see that, Marianne?
I've seen it.
I don't even know what to say. I wish this was TV so everybody could see it.
It has a surprise ending.
It does have a surprise ending, which is
all
happy.
It's, by the way, my favorite one.
Is it?
It is.
What makes it your favorite?
Mr. Clean has been maybe restylized as hot and sexy Mr. Clean.
Yes. He's about as buff as I've seen Mr. Clean.
Indeed.
With sheer white clothing on.
Sheer white clothing on. And everyone's racing to their computer right now. And, you know, it's a gal cleaning her house on probably a Saturday morning, and Mr. Clean is there helping her, and she's envisioning Mr. Clean there. And at the end of the day, it's her husband, and she gets really excited to see him with a cleaning bucket. Let's just leave it there. Who wouldn't get excited to see their husband with a cleaning bucket, right?
They don't put ratings on these ads, do they? I want to talk more about Procter & Gamble in just a moment, but as we put all this together, you know, the idea of, we said that had a surprise ending, is it really a whole story that you're going to see in a lot of these ads? Is it more than just getting the product name out there?
Absolutely. And talk about how hard that is in 30 seconds to really tell that story and make an impact. That's really hard to do. And that's why, you know, Procter & Gamble, they've got so many great creative teams that work on this and all the brands. And, you know, we certainly should give a shout out to the Hometown Company. They're using, so they've got three brands, well, actually four if you count
Old Spice
with, you know, YouTube. But I think the Febreze, the halftime bathroom break focus will be really interesting, too.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
That'll be a little bathroom humor that would fall right in line with their brand standards. And then Tide is coming back, and Tide will feature Rob Gronkowski, the Patriots tight end, and then the transparent TV star, Jeffrey Tambor. So that should be pretty interesting.
And we were going to talk more about Procter & Gamble in just a moment as we continue our discussion. Today, we are talking about the Super Bowl ads, and we would love to hear what you have to say about them, or for that matter, if you have any that you'd like to tell us about that are your favorites. Give us a call at 513-419-7100. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. We're talking about this year's Super Bowl ads. You can join the conversation by calling 513-419-7100, emailing talk@wvxu.org. We'd love to hear about some of your favorite Super Bowl ads over the years. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. Joining me, our Associate Director of Advertising for the Cincinnati Business Courier, Kelly Tassos, and Game Day Communications CEO, Jackie Rowe. We're going to listen to another one of this year's ads.
Avocado.
From Mexico.
Delicious.
Listen to the celebrity.
Eat them.
Eat them.
Eat it.
Guacamole.
Everyone loves guacamole.
Sea salt.
For suburban moms.
Avocado toast.
Come and get it, hipsters. See you in the first quarter.
Play the jingle. Play it.
Avocados from Mexico.
So what do we think about avocados from Mexico? What do you think about this commercial?
I could hear John Lovitz read the phone book and laugh. So I love it.
It's cute. If you haven't seen it yet, it starts out with a, quote, secret society and all these guys in long velvet robes. And they are talking about, you know, is Bigfoot really real? And, you know, no, is this really real? No. But then they talk about, are avocados healthy? And are there really subliminal messages? Does subliminal messaging work? And that's when John Lovitz with light and dark green swirling comes up and you heard him say, eat avocados.
Very cool. People remember that one, too.
Yeah,
again,
will.
Our number is 513-419-7100. Andrew's calling in. Hi, Andrew. What's your favorite commercial?
My favorite one was the Doritos commercial from it was either last year or a couple of years ago where Doritos held a competition for a commercial, and the one from Cincinnati won. It was hilarious with the vending machine where he shakes the vending machine. I also wanted to mention the Nationwide commercial from last year about the child's death. I thought that was horrible.
And I don't remember that one. Do you guys remember that one? Remind us what it was about, Andrew. I don't remember that one.
It was where the child said he would never learn to ride a bike or get cooties. I'll never fly or travel the world with my best friend. And then it ends with, I couldn't grow up because I died from an accident. At Nationwide, we believe in protecting what matters most, your kids. And then it ends.
Wow, I don't even... That's pretty dramatic. I don't remember that one. Do you guys remember that one?
I do. And again, it's back to the point about emotion and conveying emotion, whether something as startling as that or as funny and hilarious as the Doritos commercial. And I do remember those two brothers. They were actually from Lawrenceburg, Indiana, and they just entered the Doritos contest. And that was really what I think Doritos did well was they started the whole user-generated content for Super Bowl commercials. And those brothers won $1 million, by the way, and started a production company, which I thought was pretty cool.
Thank you so much, Andrew. We appreciate the call. Take care. Bye-bye. We wanted to talk a little bit more about P&G. And as you mentioned, they have 3 ads, and if you count Old Spice before, 4. That's a lot. Do they usually have that many ads in the Super Bowl? I mean, they're known for being advertisers, certainly.
Yeah, it's kind of on and off. And I think the 3 is the most I recall in the last couple of years for Procter & Gamble, certainly.
What do you think the reason is? Any guesses?
You never know. It could be a new initiative. It could be a new product, a new agency that recommends it.
Does it matter who the teams are in the game? Or do you buy the spots long before you even know who's going to play?
Oh, you buy them long before.
Yeah. They were practically sold out in December. I should mention, I think the game's actually going to be good. I think, we haven't had that. Last year was good, but we hadn't had that in the past with the game being good and the commercials have kind of overshadowed. And I think the game, the hype for the game is right there alongside the commercials this year.
So we'll get a little bit of both.
Yeah. And, Tom Brady is certainly he's an attractive celebrity, attractive athlete. The Falcons are a fun story. So there are a lot of storylines coming out of the actual game itself.
Again, our number is 513-419-7100. Kim's calling from the West Side, I think. Is that what that means? Hi, Kim. What's your question?
Well, it wasn't a question. It was a comment in regards to which Super Bowl commercial.
Oh, which one do you like?
I like the Jaguar commercial. I forget what year it was, but it was a while back. And it had to do with British actors and the Jaguar commercial.
Well, anytime you can put a British accent into your commercial, I say go for it.
Absolutely.
Great one, Kim.
Why did you like that one so much?
Why did I like it? Mm-hmm. Well, the men were very handsome.
Easy to look
actors,
at.
I forget their names, but I know who they are, but I forget their names.
But the question we have, did you run out and buy a Jaguar?
I did not.
Oh, okay. But you remember it.
I remember.
You might want to buy a Jaguar, if nothing else.
I want to buy, yes. Yeah, that's correct.
Kim, thank you so... Oh, yes, go ahead.
So anyway, it just pulled you in. It was intriguing. It was interesting. It made you feel good afterwards. And you remembered the product, which is the point.
Yep. All right, they accomplished it. Kim, thanks for sharing. Take care.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. What about we heard from Andrew who said, the Nationwide commercial upset him because clearly it was troubling. We have the funny commercials, Betty White, Snickers, all of that. Mm-hmm. Is there a sense of which one makes it is a better one, a funny one versus a emotional one like Budweiser or upsetting one like Nationwide?
Yeah, that's a great
question. A variety of emotions there.
I think it depends on your target audience. And if you're Budweiser, you're going for that young male demo and, you want to bring laughter to the party. If you're going for an older audience, a skewing older audience like a Jaguar audience who can afford such a model, you might want to have a little less comedy, a little more drama in the commercial.
But I thought, Mercedes is obviously geared at, baby boomers who remember Easy Rider, and I thought they did a great job. You know, it's memorable, it was funny, great music.
Do you think the millennials, the 20-somethings, will try to figure out what the heck that is and who is Easy Rider? Will they get it,
you will think? See that as a top trend on Google the next day. Who's Peter Fonda?
Who's Peter Fonda? Elizabeth's calling from Loveland. Hi, Elizabeth. What's your favorite?
Oh, hi. Yeah, this was a commercial, I believe it was for Coca-Cola, it was quite a while ago, I'd say maybe in the mid-90s. And it depicted a delivery driver for Pepsi heading into a mini store.
Yeah.
And in the background was playing in the music, "You're Cheating Heart."
Mm-hmm. Yes. That was great.
And he's stocking it, and he pulls out a Coke. And and they all fall down. Uh-huh. You know, all the Pepsis or something fall down. And he drinks the Coke. I just thought that was really funny.
That was great. I you know, those Pepsi Coke wars, you know, you don't see those as much anymore, but those were terrific to watch.
Mm-hmm. None of those this year, right?
No.
Nope.
All right. Elizabeth, thanks for helping us remember that one. That was great.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Well, thank you so much for being here. Sure. We're just about out of time. Just as we're wrapping up, anything else we should really look for during the Super Bowl?
You know, I think I'm going to go with Mr. Clean.
Mr. Clean.
All Mercedes right, all day long.
Any we should avoid? Avert your eyes. Do you see any ones that you call a clunker?
You know, Wendy's is in for the first time, and I'm kind of like, ew.
You know, they tried. They really did.
Yeah.
So what they did is they play Foreigner's Cold as Ice, so they're trying to, you know, reach somebody, you know, who likes that music. And it's about frozen patties, and they have a guy with a blowtorch. And they created a website called Other Guys LLC, and you can actually go on there. And so the point is they have fresh hamburgers, not frozen. And at the end, I was kind of like, eh?
So they didn't really get their point across so much.
Really. But here we are talking about
it. Well, we are. So. Yeah, all that matters.
There we are. Any other duds you remember from previous years while we're talking duds?
Oh, gosh.
So many.
There's so many. You know, it's hard, especially if you're a local guy, to really do something good. So I'm really kind of excited to see what Cincinnati Bell has done. You know,
oh, that's right. I wanted to ask about that.
The suspension bridge is part of it. And I think they've included some local employees. So that's always fun when you've got a local spin on it to see, hey, do I know who's in the commercial? So that'll be fun to watch for.
Then they closed down the as you said, the suspension bridge to shoot that, so you guys see the look. And there was, I think at one point somebody thought it was a National Lab, but it's just going to be aired in the Cincinnati market.
And Skyline will be on locally as well.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure and a lot of fun to talk about all of this. We've been talking about this year's Super Bowl ads. My guests were Associate Director of Advertising for the Cincinnati Business Courier, Telly Tassos, and Game Day Communications CEO, Jackie Rowe. In just a moment, we'll talk about divorce and the best way to work your way through it. This is Cincinnati Edition.